It is Monday, October 28th. I'm Sam Cedar.
And I'm Lucy Steiner. Which one of these stories will you be talking about today?
Surprise, surprise. Trump's abrupt withdrawal of troops from Syria reportedly disrupted this weekend's military strike in Syria that killed the leader of the Islamic State. Meanwhile, as wildfires rage across California, Governor Gavin Newsom floats a plan for Warren Buffett to take over the state's bankrupt utility giant, Pacific Gas and Electric. And lastly, a right-wing revenge porn smear campaign forces freshman Congresswoman Katie Hill to resign from Congress.
You're listening to Majority.fm's AM Quickie, and these are the stories you need to know.
The New York Times reports that Donald Trump's abrupt withdrawal from forces in Syria reportedly disrupted the U.S. military's plan for a raid on the leader of ISIS and forced them to conduct a risky night raid on his location. According to the Times, the CIA was working closely with Iraqi and Kurdish intelligence officials after obtaining information about Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi's general location earlier this summer. However, Trump's announcement of withdrawal in northern Syria threatened operations in the region and forced the raid to go forward. Officials told the Times that the mission resulted in al-Baghdadi's death occurred, quote, largely in spite of Mr. Trump's actions. The Times said their sources in the military praised the Kurds in Iraq and Syria, who they said continued to provide vital intelligence on al-Baghdadi despite the announcement of the withdrawal. Bloomberg News reports that California Governor Gavin Newsom is interested in having Warren Buffett's Berkshire Hathaway take over bankrupt utility giant PG&E Corp. Newsom's pitched the takeover idea in Napa County just east of a wildfire that has burned more than 25,000 acres, destroyed at least 49 structures, and caused the evacuation of tens of thousands of people. PG&E disclosed earlier this week that one of its transmission lines went down minutes before the blaze broke out. PG&E's equipment has already been tied to a series of deadly blazes that devastated California in 2017 and 2018, bringing an estimated $30 billion in liabilities, forcing the utility into bankruptcy. Newsom didn't say whether he's discussed specifics with Berkshire, but did confirm that he's been talking to mayors of cities, including San Francisco, San Jose, and Oakland, about possible bids. Here's an idea. Have the state take it over. And if that doesn't work, have the federal government take it over.
Majority.fm's AM Quickie is fueled by JustCoffee.coop. Just Coffee is a worker-owned coffee roaster based in Madison, Wisconsin, that has sponsored the Majority Report for nearly a decade. Check out their collection of fair trade roasts, including our own Majority Report blend. And regardless of what you order, receive 10% off your order when you use the code MAJORITY at checkout. And all shipping is free. That's coupon code MAJORITY at JustCoffee.coop.
Representative Katie Hill, a Democrat from California, has announced plans to resign following a right-wing website's allegations that she engaged in an inappropriate sexual relationship with both a congressional staffer and someone who worked on her campaign. A nude photograph of Hill was published alongside the piece and quickly circulated on social media. British tabloid The Daily Mail then published additional nudes, possibly leaked by her ex-husband, that the outlet claimed were of Hill. In her statement, Hill said she would pursue legal action against those responsible for releasing the photos, which is a crime in California. Hill is set to leave office by the end of the coming week. Meanwhile, a 73-year-old white male who is facing many credible allegations of sexual assault is the sitting president of the United States. And now for some quicker quickies.
Quicker quickie.
More than 1 million people took to the streets in the Chilean capital of Santiago on Friday afternoon, uniting in a call for huge social and political change in the country. There's about 18 million people in Chile, and so the demonstration is believed to be the largest in decades, drawing comparisons to historic marches in 1988 against the military dictatorship of Augusto Pinochet. Michigan Representative Rashid Tlaib endorsed Bernie Sanders for president at a rally in Detroit on Sunday night. Tlaib joins Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and Ilhan Omar in backing the Vermont Independent. Donald Trump was greeted with loud boos from the crowd during Game 5 of the World Series on Sunday. Trump was shown on the Nationals Park Jumbotron and immediately met with sustained jeers from the sold-out crowd. John Conyers, the longest-serving African-American member of Congress, has died at 90 years old. Conyers represented the Detroit area for over 50 years before he resigned in 2017 due to claims of sexual harassment from former employees. And lastly, a series of federal court settlements this week will provide the Black Jewel coal miners. Those are the ones who blocked train tracks in Kentucky for nearly 2 months this summer to protest against unpaid work, with over $5 million in back pay.
Quicker, quickie.
That's it, folks. Thanks for listening to Majority.fm's AM Quickie. Lucy?
Thank you, Sam. Don't forget to check out the Majority Report today at noon, wherever your podcasts are found.